This is the 15th dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Bohm at Brockwood Park, 1980.
So I'd like to discuss, have a dialogue about something which we were talking about the other day. We have cultivated a mind that can solve almost any technological problems. And apparently, human problems have never been solved. Human beings are drowned by their problems. Yes. Problems of communication, problems of knowledge, problems of relationship, problems of heaven and hell. You know, whole human existence have become a vast, complex problems. And apparently, throughout history, it has been like this. Mm. And man, in spite of his knowledge, in spite of his centuries of evolution, he has never been free of problems.
Yes, well, really, of insoluble problems. Mm-hmm. I would add of insoluble problems.
I question if human problems are insoluble.
Well, I mean, as they are put now.
As they are, of course. Now these problems have become so complex and so incredibly insoluble. As things are.
Yes.
No politician or scientist or philosopher is going to solve them, except through wars, even none of them can solve them, of course. So, why has the mind of human beings throughout the world have not been able to resolve human daily problems of life? What are the things that prevent the solution of these problems completely? Is it that we have never turned our minds to it? Because we spend all our days and probably half the night in thinking and about technological problems, and we have no time for the other.
Well, that's only part of it. I mean, it's clear many people feel that the other should take care of itself. I mean, that I think many people don't give a lot of attention to these problems.
But why? Why? I mean, I'm rather concerned about this, mm-hmm. because in a school like this, or with all the people we talk to, the human problems remain constant. And I'm asking in this dialogue whether it is possible to have no problems at all. Human problems. Mm-hmm. Apart from technological problems, that can be solved. But human problem seems insoluble. Why? Is it our education? Is it our deep-rooted tradition that we accept things as they are?
Yes, well, that's certainly part of it. These problems accumulate, you know, as civilization gets older. People keep on accepting things, and which make problems. For example, there are now far more nations in the world than there used to be, and each one creates new problems.
Of course.
Well, if you go back a certain period of time,
I mean, every potty little tribe becomes a nation.
Yes, and then they must fight the neighbor for it.
Of course.